The Best Worst Idea Podcast. Did you know in Australia in the late 19th century, it was believed that sitting in the carcass of a rotting whale could cure your rheumatism for up to a year? So if your joints are aching, you might want to listen up. Rheumatism, if you're wondering, was the term used for the whole range of diseases and syndromes affecting the joints like arthritis, lupus, osteoporosis, and gout. Anyway, in an 1896 story published in the New York Times, the quote-unquote whale cure grew in popularity after a man in Australia who was, quote, grievously afflicted with rheumatism, unquote, discovered a rotting carcass of a whale had washed up on the beach. For reasons not entirely clear, he decided to climb inside. Some speculated that he must have been drunk. Well, some 30 hours later, the man emerged from the warm, fleshy whale pouch, cured of all of his pain, but smelling of putrid, rotting blubber and decomposing whale flesh. It was a miracle, they said. Soon after, the town of Eden, Australia became the destination for the cure. But did it actually work? And if so, how? The most reasonable explanation is that it was bullshit. Dig a little deeper, however, and other explanations emerged. While there was no scientific basis for this treatment, the conventional wisdom was that the heat generated by the decomposing whale carcass and the loose, all-encompassing, and gelatinous nature of the putrid whale fat became like a blanket of deep, penetrating heat, like a Turkish bath or steam room. But unfortunately, the patient would have to endure the bubbling, escaping gases building up under pressure and releasing unexpectedly. The smell was said to be so foul as to render a person unconscious, but was also said to be a crucial element of the cure. The type of whale was not really important, but the carcass needed to be dead for approximately 40 hours. This was the magic number. While this probably gave some relief in the short term, the long-term usage of rotting whale flesh was not a sustainable solution for most people, and over time, good sense eventually won out. The logistics of it all seemed very tricky. How many people could actually benefit from, say, one rotting whale carcass? The mere idea that two suffering people are waiting on the same whale to come washing up on the shore is horrifying. And besides, how often does a dead whale actually wash up on a shore? It does, however, illustrate the point that when we are suffering from an affliction with no clear or immediate cure, we will seek out any remedy that claims to provide relief. We used to say knowledge is power, but even now, with more knowledge available to us than ever imaginable, having it nearby is not actually the same thing as knowing it. If you enjoyed this content, please do me a favor and like, comment, and share it. Or you can subscribe to this podcast by going to www.bestworstideapodcast.com.